Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
The strong, the powerful Shauna Weckerling has returned to Money Savage. Welcome back, Shauna.
Thank you so much for having me. You're so sweet.
Shauna is a CPA. She is in the top 1% of tax strategists in the United States. She's the owner of Tax Goddess Business Services. I'm excited to have you back on. Shauna, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Oh, why I do what I do. That's my favorite bit because I'm a tax nerd. I don't know what to say about that. Personal life. All right, let's start there. So I've got 3 dogs, love tennis, which of course I can't play right now because I'm not allowed to be within 6 feet of anyone. Darn you, COVID.
Right.
Love to garden. I love travel. I've been to 59 countries and counting.
Wow.
So love travel. More about my work. So as you mentioned, I am a tax strategy specialist. So there are 660,000 CPAs across the entire US. Oh. And I am in the top three of 660,000 in tax strategy. Oh. So yeah, it's loads of fun. Yes, and only I would say that it's loads of fun. Most people hate tax strategy, but it's loads of fun. And it saves people a ton of money, which makes me really, really happy. Kind of goes to your last question, why do I do what I do? I am all about the little guy, right? I'm ex-KPMG, which is one of the big 4 accounting firms, and they help the really big companies, right? Coca-Cola and Pfizer, right? My entire family for like 800 years back has been small business. So I've always just had this passion for the little guy, right? For the small business. And doing what I do, I get to help the little guy. So it makes me happy.
Well, I think that's awesome. And I'm shocked that there's 660,000 CPAs in the United States.
There are. There's a few of us, that's for sure.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Anyway, I don't know what I would have guessed. I'll have to think back on that. But so what? Obviously, we're recording this on, I think it's the 14th. Is that right?
Yes.
On April 14th. So, yep. What's top of mind for you right now?
What I think is top of mind for every person in the entire U.S. at this point, which is what is the government going to do about our economy? What's happening with our businesses? You know, the biggest thing that's happening right now are the loans, the SBA programs. There's 2 of them. One is the EIDL, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, and the other one is the PPP loan, which is the Paycheck Protection Program. So it's EIDL and the PPP. At this point, if you are a business owner, you should have absolutely already applied for both of those. You're getting in line. It's first come, first serve on that money. One of the biggest things that's really happening and what's top of mind for me right now as we're speaking is that a lot of people are running into issues. And this is whether you're a business owner, you're a 1099 contractor, right? Anyone who is not a W-2 employee themselves, they're going to their banks to apply for these loans, and the banks are effectively rejecting them, saying, you don't have a business account, you don't have a line of credit, you don't have this, you don't have that. And so you have a lot of business owners that are kind of struggling, and they don't know where to go and where to turn, and who am I going to find that's going to help me get through this process, because we are not allowed to go directly to the SBA for the PPP loan. And that's the big loan for most people. That's where the big chunk of the money is going to come. So, that's really what's top of mind for me right now is getting people the help that they need.
Got it. So, all right. So this is a a couple of things. It's a cautionary tale. If you don't have an existing banking relationship, it's way harder. So let's fast forward here, hopefully 6 months or so, and we're past this. This is a great reason to establish a banking relationship with somebody for the next time.
Minimum two. So here's the big deal, and I'm sure many of you saw it in the newspaper, saw it online. Wells Fargo, even if you had a banking relationship with them and you met all their qualifications, they ran out of money at one point. So they turned off the application. So if you're a business owner, if you're a 1099, even just as a W-2 person, anyone, in my opinion, should have a minimum of two banking relationships. Generally, I recommend one with a medium-sized bank, maybe not the big, big boy, unless you really need, like Bank of America, Chase, Wells Fargo, but a medium-sized bank like MidFirst or U.S. Bank, and a credit union. That combination, at least two, because if one gets you in trouble or for whatever reason can't help you, the other one probably can.
Got it. That's good advice right there. All right, so if somebody's listening to this and it's going to be a couple of days later, is there anything that they can still do?
Absolutely. So if you have not applied for the EIDL, absolutely go do that right away. Literally this morning, the morning of the 14th, the U.S. Treasury started sending out the EIDL money. And to give you a sense of timeline, I applied for my EIDL loan on March 31st, and here I'm getting it on the 14th. So it's about 2 weeks, which is really fast for the government, if you think about it. But it's really slow for the business owners and 1099 people that need the money to survive. So if you haven't applied for the EIDL yet, even listening to this on the weekend, go do it, go apply right now, okay? And if you just type in EIDL space SBA space loan into Google, it will take you right to the page. You're looking for the SBA.gov website page. So apply for the EIDL. And what you can be doing is reaching out to your banker. So as soon as you're done listening to this, or maybe in the middle of listening to this, send an email, send a text message, call your banker, and find out how you get in line with your bank for the PPP loan if you have employees, okay? So if you're a 1099, so a sole proprietorship, it's just you, you receive 1099 income, you qualify for the PPP loan. That was a big misconception, okay? A lot of weird media and rumors about that. But if you're 1099 self-employed, you absolutely qualify for the PPP loan. And then if you have any kind of employees, even if you had to let them go, this is really interesting, okay? So basically, the government is saying that the event occurred between January 31st and February 15th, the event being this COVID pandemic. So if you had employees at that point, W-2 employees, even if you had to let them go so that they could go collect unemployment, you can still apply for the PPP loan because at that point, you had employees. So, yeah.
Got it. Okay. And could you break down what each one really is?
You got it. Yeah. So they're both run by the SBA. The PPP loan is supposed to be specifically to get employers to get people back in the workforce, right? And you can kind of tell by the name of the title, right? The Paycheck Protection Program. It is very specifically meant to give money to employers so that employers can pay their people, right? They want everybody in the system to have money. Okay. Now, same thing goes if you're a 1099 contractor, you're getting a PPP loan to keep yourself in the economy, right? That you have money to go buy goods and services to be able to keep the economy going. So that's the PPP program. The EIDL is literally this program. The EIDL has been around forever, okay, forever. For as long as the SBA has been around, the EIDL program has been around as well. That EIDL stands for Economic Injury Disaster Loan. So, for example, when Katrina hit, everyone was applying to the EIDL program because it was economic injury due to a disaster, right? Now, the EIDL, both the EIDL and the PPP are loans, technically, okay? The EIDL will give you a grant, which means tax-free money, up to the number of employees. It's 1,000 times the number of employees up to a maximum of 10. Okay, so maximum $10,000. The PPP loan, they're both loans, PPP loan will give you 2.5 times a monthly payroll average, and that's a big calculation to cover on this call. So if anyone has questions, join our Facebook group, because there's a million and one details over there. It's tax strategies that save thousands, okay? But yeah, the PPP loan is a very specific calculation. It basically gives you 2.5 months worth of salary for however many employees you have, up to 500 employees. Okay, wow. So this works for medium-sized companies too. Yeah. And that one's really cool, because if you use the money for qualified purposes, I'm doing air quotes, qualified purposes, which basically means 75% towards payroll, 25% towards utility, rent, or anything similar, that money is actually 100% forgivable, meaning you do not pay tax on that money at all, period. Right. So the PPP is effectively free money. And if you can get it and you can qualify for it, have at it.
So that's you don't eventually have to pay that back?
No, that's the best part about it. Now, if you don't use the money for the proper purposes, right, if you don't use it meeting these qualifications, then it becomes a loan. Your payments start in 6 months. You know, it is a loan. Okay. But if you use it for the proper purposes, based on this massive outline that they gave us, so check the Facebook group. if you use it for the proper purposes, then there's no payments, no interest, no nothing. It is free money. So, you know, what they're trying to do, like I said, with the PPP program is get money out of your hands and into the hands of your employees, right? From the government through a business to the employees or to the 1099 contractors, so that everybody has money to keep the economy afloat, right? We're an economy of consumers. So they want the money in the hands of the people. And of course, they want to make sure that people can eat, they can pay their rent, they can do whatever else they need to do. In a major disaster like this. So, and
the EIDL, is that also, you said it was technically a loan, but how will that work?
You got it. So up to that first $10,000 is a grant, which means that is not repayable in any way. That first $10,000, it's $1,000 per person, up to 10,000 is completely free. It is a grant. If they give you, if being the key word here, if they give you more money beyond the $10,000, then that portion does become a loan. Now, the cool bit about that loan, if and when it becomes a loan, it's not repayable for up to 30 years. Okay.
Wow.
There's interest, right? But the interest, I think the max cap is like 4%. Most people that are getting their EIDL loans right now are getting 0.5% interest. I mean, it's very, very, very low. And the payments are really, really spread out, okay? But there's a lot of conversation about whether many people are even going to get the loan portion of the EIDL, because the PPP was created specifically for this event, right? Like the EIDL, as I mentioned, has been around forever. It was not built to handle something of this size that has impacted our entire countrywide economy, right?
Right.
So, yeah, so the PPP loan was really created for this specific thing. So there's discussions about wrapping the EIDL loan into the PPP loan. So there's still, the way the SBA has phrased it is, we will still be issuing guidance. Okay,
right.
SBA, thanks. Let us know when you have the guidance. So yeah, at this point, it's really just a question of, you know, what are they going to do? We know the purpose. We know the intention is to help the business owners, help the people, help the W-2 employees, help the contractors, right? The point is to help. So I think they're going to make it a pretty favorable program, but I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So what kind of time is a business owner looking at, and what kind of complexity is it to actually start this process and complete it?
You got it. So the EIDL loan is actually pretty simple. It should take you maybe 10 to 20 minutes. It's really fast, really, really fast. There's 5 pages to that application. It's 100% online. You're effectively giving your company name, address, EIN, your name as the owner, your social security number, right? You're really just kind of giving them some basic information. And then you're telling them, I have 20 employees, or I have 2 employees, or whatever, and you're certifying that you're not a felon, effectively. Okay. Got it. So yeah, that loan is really, really simple. Or the EIDL program. The PPP program is a little more complex. And honestly, it's because the SBA keeps issuing guidance that is different than the guidance that they gave yesterday. So what's happening, right? And that's why I said the very first step you should take on the PPP side is call your banker, right? Send an email, send a text, call your banker. Find out what you're supposed to do. Because, for example, the Wells Fargo rules are different than the Bank of America rules, are different than the Chase rules, are different than, like, I'm with one of the local credit unions, it's different than their rules. It's all different.
Shocking.
Amazing, right? Oh my goodness, you know, we're dealing with the banks, how crazy, you know. So yeah, as soon as you get banks and government in the same conversation, you know, and I love them, they're trying to help, I understand, right? But they have their own requirements for capitalization. That's why Wells Fargo went out of the game and then came back in again when the government said, we'll buy some loans from you. I mean, it's literally changing every couple of hours. So the best thing that you can do at this point is call your banker. Find out what you're supposed to do with your bank and whether or not you can even apply at your bank for the PPP loans. Now, if you call your bank and your bank tells you, oh, I'm so sorry, but you don't meet our qualifications or whatever, again, our Facebook group, we've posted as an announcement at the top of the group a live updating spreadsheet of every single bank in the country, what their requirements are and what they're doing, what, you know, what they need from you, these kinds of things, names, telephone numbers. I mean, it's a live updated sheet. So if your bank can't help you, jump on that list and find the next bank in line that can.
Got it. Okay. So tell us where we can find this Facebook group.
You got it. So the name of the Facebook group is Tax Strategies That Save Thousands. Or, of course, you can always just reach out to me, I guess, on taxgoddess.com. And we'll be able to just send us an email, info@taxgoddess.com, and we'll get you the actual direct link. I don't know if we can put a direct link in the show notes, but sure. I'd be happy to do that, too. So.
Yeah, that's. I believe that I have the ability to do that. All right. So other sort of closing thoughts as people are heading to their computers.
You know, the biggest thing is don't panic. If you're a fan of Douglas Adams back from the 70s or 80s, just don't panic, right? Do what you can. Get your applications in. Reach out to your professional team. If you don't have a CPA, call your tax preparer, call your bookkeeper, call your financial advisor, call your insurance professional. Your banker should definitely be step one. But all of these people on your professional team should have some sort of knowledge of what's going on, how to help you, other kinds of programs that might be local to you. You know, one of the things that I didn't cover today was unemployment. Unemployment is specific by the state. I mean, there's this really cool add-on that the federal government is giving of $600 extra per week through July 31st of 2020. But, you know, some people aren't even qualifying for unemployment. So you're going to have to call your unemployment office to double check and see if unemployment is something that could also help you. So.
Got it. Perfect. Well, Shauna, thank you so much for coming back on. Give us your website again.
You got it. That's taxgoddess, GODDESS.com.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Shauna your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to taxgoddess.com and contact your banker. Get online at EIDL SBA loan or just Google that and get started. Thank you again, Shauna.
Thank you for having me.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together.